וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמור, שלח לכו אנשים ויסורו את האורץ. זה אינטרסנט, חומש דבורים, מוישה רבינו goes over when he's מכיח כלל ישראל and the story of the מרגלים. Beginning Chumash Dvorim is the Teichocho and everything what happened in the Midbar. Teicho Esol Levadi Torchachem Umasachem Verivchem Hovu Lachem Anoshim Chachomim Unevoinim Vatikrivun Eilai Kulchem Vatoimru Nishlecho Anoshim Lefoneinu Viyachperu Lonu Esorets Viyoshivo Esonu Dovo ויתה בעיני הדובר ואקח מכם 12 אנושים משכות לשבת היסן דמרגלים ויפנו ויעלו ההורו ויבויו על נחל אשקוי וירגלו היסו סילנו כפו חידושים ויקחו ביודו מפרי אורץ וירידו אלינו ויושיבו היסו נודובו ויאמרו תויבו אורץ אשר נוסן השם אלוקינו לנו ויסן מרגלים. And the Meraglim came back, and the Meraglim said, Toivo Oretz. The Meraglim said that the Oretz is good. Velo yavisem la'alois. And you didn't want to go. So Rashi tells Amot Nezach, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming and telling Klal Yisrael a story. What is the story? I sent Meraglim, they came back, they said it's good, you didn't want to go. It's not Shra Psuti. ויורידו אלינו, וישיבו אצלנו דוב, ויאמרו תויבו האורץ אשר השם מלכנו נויסן לנו, ולא יביסם לאלויס, and you didn't want to go. ותאמרו אצפי השם מלכיכם, ותראינו. So Rashi had Shverps, Moshe Rabbeinu is rewriting the history. The Meraglim came back, said it's not good, and no one wanted to go. It was a whole story, we're going to read a parsha. Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu is starting to tell over the story, and he starts. I sent Meraglim, they came back, they said it's good, and you didn't want to go. So Rashi in Chumash Dvorim tries to a little bit take care of it. Rashi says, Vayoshivo isonu dovor vayoimru toivo oretz, miyem shaomru toivoso, who said that it's good? Yeshua vekolev. So Rashi, he fixes it. Yeshua v'kolev, frek the Ramban, Rashi answered, ulini parshas v'yishlach, v'yishlach, v'pasha shlach, and Moshe Rabbeinu is telling, we're reading a whole parsha, Meraglim come back, a whole story, we're trying to learn the parsha, one of the shverer parshas of Klal Yisrael. And the Meraglim come, and there's a story, and then the tongue goes out, it's like, answer my son. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, look what happened, I sent Meraglim, they came, it's good, and no one wanted to go up. Klal Yisrael, you're bad. This is the Teichocho. So the, first, it's not right. So Rashi says, no, but two said that it's good. So two said that it's good, and ten said that it's bad, so you have to listen to ten. You want to be Cholek Stam and say that even if they said bad, you have to listen to Hashem? But Rashi is trying to answer that Moshe Rabbeinu said that he said that it's good, so two said that it's good. That's Nishkan answer. As I frag the Ramban and Chumash Dvorim. Akasha and Pshat. Akashem Pshat in Ramban. It's a stark yor. It's a stark yor. So I heard from my uncle, Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz, he said a gewaltige Wort. The answer, I'm saying, the Wort is right. The answer is kimat right. Yeah? He said, Avada, lo yitzu, the Meraglim come and say that it's bad. You also have to go. Right? The Tefillah was on Klal Yisrael. Hashem said to go. Why you don't want to go? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. Two came and said that it's good. You knew that these two people are right. How you knew that these two people are right? How you know that these two people are right? He says, the Meraglim, some said that it's bad, some said that it's good. What happened? Klal Yisrael decided to kill Yeshua v'kolev. Oid Madus Kulini. Chazal, the Pasuk says that they were about to start to throw stones. Hashem came and saved the matzah. Yeah? So like that said, if Klal Yisrael, you wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, you send spies, you're not sure it's good, it's not good. Some say it's good, some say it's not good. Very interesting to who to listen. Open discussion, they're going on a B, on a debt, and 10 say it's bad, Yeshua Vekolev, it's all discussion. 10 say it's bad, 2 say no, no, it's good. Klal Yisrael decides everyone is running to catch these two people to kill them. Why? Why are you going to kill them? Let them to fight it out. They say the fruit, you say it's not a riot, it's the all different samples. It's a whole argument, a whole matzav there. Why Klal Yisrael decide to kill the two that said that it's good? Hashem said that it's good. It's bad information coming in. Something doesn't make sense. It's an argument here. Moshe told him, the answer is, you didn't want to go. You didn't want to go. Not only that, you knew that they're right. Listen carefully. If you would think that they're wrong, you would not want to kill them. When someone is arguing, and you see a guy trying, getting very upset, when the guy says the truth, then it bothers you. When he doesn't say the truth, it doesn't bother you. If a guy gives you a shtech, and he's right in the shtech, it kills you. So this is the Lashon HaPasuk in Chumash Bamidbar. Vayavoyu vayavu toivu ha'oretz ve'lo yavisem la'alois. You didn't want to go. Vatamu espi Hashem. This was the Techocha. They said that it's good, and you knew that they're right. You were scared that soon they will convince everyone that it's good. Why are you scared? Let them to convince. Let Kolev to prove that the Eretz is Toivo. They say it's bad. Fakir. The answer is you didn't want. You knew that it's good. You were scared that soon Kolev will manage to convince everyone that it's good. And that you didn't want to happen. This is, I'm saying, Lepshuto Yishev Rashi in Chumash Dvorim. It's a shver posting. Problem is, you learn Chumash Dvorim, you don't have time to learn the Parshas Meraglim again. But it's a shver Rashi. Vayeshivu Oysonu Dovor, Vayeimru, Toivu Oretz Asher Omar Hashem. Zagt Rashi, Mi Omar Toivu Yeshua Vekolev. The Ramban Frek, Kolev Yeshua said good, but 10 said it's not good. For what is the title of Klal Yisrael? This is the title of Klal Yisrael. This is the Techocho. That is, you knew that it's good. As I thought, shein about. Then the pasuk says, Rashi brings down, Lomo nismecho parshas meraglim leparshas miryom lefi shelokso al iskei dibo shedibro beachiyo reshoim alolu rou veloy lokchu musa reshoim alolu lokchu veloy rou veloy lokchu musa. So stop, before we start, the Kliyoko says, the Kliyoko says that Lama Nismecho Parshas Shlach Leparshas Miryam. But it happened after it, or it didn't happen after it. If it happened after it, so it happened after it. So what it didn't have to, and it's not written in the Torah, so it's Rishayim Alalu Rav Alalu Chumus Manamshach. If it happened after it, it happened after it. This was calendar running, yeah? So, and if it's not, so what is the Taina Rishayim Alalu Rav Alalu Chumus Miriam happened 10 years ago. Zog the Kliyoko, Klal Yisrael were begging Moshe, it's not a Pshat Kliyoko, a Yoko the Kipshat. So Klal Yisrael were begging Moshe for a long time to send Meraglim. Moshe pushed them off. After the story of Miriam, Moshe called, okay, now. He said, now that they saw what happens to Lashon Hara, hopefully they will be careful. So Moshe sent the Meraglim noch Parshas Miriam. As the Kliyoko says, a Pshat. So Rishayim Alalu Rou Veloy Lokchu Musa. So the world says a pshat. The Gemara says in Broches that it's no Yisurim Shel Ava, but Yisurim Sheinim Shel Ava. Tzadikim suffer. Tzadikim suffer. Yisurim Shel Ava. Yisurim Shel Ava. The Gemara says, what is Einum Yisurim Shel Ava? The Gemara says, it's a stire. One place says, Negoim Yisurim Shel Ava. And one place it says, Negoim is Einum Yisurim Shel Ava. Zog the Gemara, Kan Betzine, Kan Befaresia. If the negoim are on the face of the person, it's not isurim shel ahava. If the negoim are in a private place, it's isurim shel ahava. So when Miriam got tzaras, it's not muchach yet. That is because it's not muchach, but it's because she spoke lashon hara. Maybe tzaddikim could suffer. Maybe tzaddikim could suffer yisurim shel ahava. Aber rishayim alolu ro'u. They saw that the yisurim for Miriam are not in private. The yisurim for Miriam, you could see them. So while they saw that the yisurim for Miriam, you could see them, the mele given a tain at them. The pasuk is mamshich. He sends 10 meraglim. Vayikra Moshe lehoshea binun Yehoshua. Vayikra Moshe lehoshea binun Yehoshua. So Stam, the Stipler has a famous vote. It's a little bit to argue about the vote, but the Stipler says it was said over. What is binun? Benun. What is binun? Stipler says that Be'etzem, Hoshea Benun, the name was Hoshea. They added a yud, Yehoshua. So Chazal say they didn't stop from where you had a yud. They took it from Sorai. Sorai, name was Sorai. They took the yud. Sorai, the yud doesn't have no nikud, right? Says they take the yud from Sorai, Yeshua can have the nikud. It's time to give him nikud, so don't have to take from Sorai. Take from the siddur, the yud. We don't add stam. It's a klav tachnish. You can't stam add letters. If you're adding stam, in the siddur is a lot of letters. Yeah, Teretz is. You have to take from somewhere. So they took from Sorai. It's like the stipler, but it's a yud on a nikud. So the nikud he stole from the ben. Ben has a segol. So he took the two. And he made a shva under the Yeshua, so the ben stayed with a chirik, bin. So from then Yeshua it was called bin nun instead of ben nun. The ben has a segel. Take off two, so you left with a chirik. And the two became a shva. Became a shva. And this is like the stipler. I don't remember where I saw it from the stipler. Kilo Taki is missing. There's a Ben and there's a Bin. A Ben is a stronger name. Bin is a more tougher dick. Now everyone, this parsha is a mitzvah to speak about it. Everyone is bothered when they read this parsha. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, the man of Klal Yisrael, sends 12 meraglim. He has one Talmid that is close to him, and he takes care of him. Then something is not fair in this parsha. 12 meraglim. He calls Yeshua, call Yeshiach of Atzos Verag. And Yeshua passes it. And they ask what happened to Kalev, and they say different Tirutzim. Kalev was married. Kalev was married to his sister, yeah? It was. Kalev was also close. So no. Yeshua. But what happened? Fakal. And you see, Taked, all the other Meraglim failed. Why Moshe Rabbeinu takes care of his own Talmid more from someone else? So what do you say? He felt that Yeshua needs more help. Some say that we see the chayva from a Rebbe to take care of a Talmid. Yeah? Moshe was, Yeshua is a Talmid. A Rebbe has to take care of his Talmidim. Come before someone else. Yeah? Maybe it's a Muslim from a Rabbein. Yeah? But it's not supposed to, because the Pashta stays in souls that the God Lador that is Marbit Steire is Mechuyah to look at the whole door like his Talmidim. Tesis said, Gabi, the Aloche before Rabbi Chayef Mise and Shmuel, that he was Meir Aroya before Eli, even that Eli was not a Rebbe of Shmuel. Shmuel was a little kid, 3 years old, that he came to be some, to the Mishkan. But he says that because he's God Lador and he wanted. It's not supposed to say that Moshe Kibbutz Teire Misime. You're right, Yeshua attack is Mesalad Safsali, Yeshua is taking care of him. But it's Mechuv that the Rebbe is Mechuv to take care of him more. The Rebbe is Meshuvah to him more. Again, in the Medrash, in the Targum state, the Andre Zach. In Targum Yenis and Menuzir state, Vekadchom Moshe and Vilsunuse, Kor Moshe Lohisha Barnun Yeshua. The Kadchomi Moshe and Venuse Koro Moshe Loishia Benun Yeshua. So Yoinis and Menazir that we know it's Me'ashomayim, it's Divrei Elokim Chaim, spoke about it a couple of times, says that why Moshe Rabbeinu took care of Yeshua, Kadchome Moshe and Venuse, Koro Moshe Loishia Benun Yeshua. So I heard one stoop shot, and I want to share them. One shot I heard from Reb Chaim Kreisville, his wife was nifted this week, so she's Chover Kechover. He said, Pshat, there's one more Gemara. The Gemara says, there's this famous story on Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu. Chasna, Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu got very angry. He went to the king and he told him, Mordu Boch Yehudoi. The Yidin Lamoir, the king told him, why I'll believe you. He said, king, send the korban. You'll see, they were makiv from the whole world, they're makiv korbanos. From you, they're not makiv korbanos. The king said, no problem. He sent the korban. But Kamtzu went and scratched it bedoik shebe'ayin. That by goyim it's not called a mum, but by the yidden it's called a mum. So the animal came to Beis Hamikdash. Amru heichen avit. What we will do? Lekav. They wanted to be makiv it. Pikuach nefesh. Omas chariyeh ben avtinol. Yoyim ru balimumim kroivim. And pikuach nefesh is not doicha yoyim ru. It's out the cloud. It's a different. If it's a mistake in a roe, if people have the wrong ashkofe, pikuach nefesh is not doichet. Because pikuach nefesh is doichet tariag, but not ashkofe. If people will have a mistake that you're allowed to be makriv balimumim, teira will be learned wrong, it's no heter. No heter pikuach nefesh. And people will think that teira is wrong. Say that? So we can't makriv. Or we'll not come, we'll kill the shliach. The king will not know it. Get rid of him some way. Car accident on the way back, yeah? Will be a mistake? People will pass in aloha. So they told him, we're sorry, we can't be makrivit. He went back to the king. Sholach le, and no makriv beis hamikdash. Zog the gemara in Gittin, we're learning it now in a perek and a zokin. And the sinusi shel scharye hichrivo es beseinu sofo es echoleinu vegolinu lebein haumes. And the sinusi achmeis iluishkeit shelo gzeres shelo what shaykh stan venusi. He said this can't lomde shalocha, you can't be doiche teire for pikoach nefesh. This you can't be doiche for this. And the sinusi shel scharye hichrivo es beseinu. So Rav Kreisville, he said two zachen. One, I can't say the rabbi, but the other pshat, he said, it's too sharp, but the other pshat, he said, that the reason Schariyad, the Gemara says that in Sanhedrin, the Gadol Sanhedrin speaks the last one. When you come at Dinteire, you would think the most Choshev Rav will say, no. Why? Because the Moshe, if you have a Shaila B'Hilcha Shabbos, if you hear a B'Liyashiv, hold that it's us. So you ask all of the Olam, then you ask the God Lador. No, and then the Dayanim can change. So like this, we could get a Roiv against the Dayan that holds that he's Chayiv Mise. But if they will start, do B'Liyashiv, and this guy is Chayiv Mise. So everyone, without realizing, will start to pass him like him. So you start from the smaller one, and you go up. This is the range. So B'Meile, Scharia Be'etzem was the God Lador. So he had to keep quiet, let the Chachomim Shabador to Paskin, and everyone will say that you have to make him the call. But Vali was the owner of Scharia. So he spoke the first one in Sanhedrin. But because the Maizi was a God, everyone, Alamol, followed him. But if he would not be an owner and he would know his Madrege, he would speak the last one. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Yeshua is the next one. Everyone knew that Yeshua is after Moshe Rabbeinu. If Yeshua comes back and says there's no way to go, no one is going. So Moshe was scared that Yeshua will have a mistake and everyone will follow him. Ah, Yeshua will not say his day at first. He's a Anav. But maybe he was scared that Yeshua will make everyone. So he said, "Fakel, I will fix Yeshua." So Yeshua will be the first one to say what he holds. But maybe everyone will follow Yeshua, and everyone will say that Eretz Yisrael is good. So by fixing Yeshua, he will fix everyone. That's Shainabo. But I saw in a sefer, Kilas Yitzchok, a gewaltig Wort. Listen very carefully, it's a very big musa to everyone. Gewaltig Wort. All of the Nesim, Chazal say, that they had a Negiah. Well, maybe a little bit, this week they'll explain it, we'll see maybe the Chofetz Chaim soon. The Nesim had a Negiah, because they knew that in Eretz Yisrael there will not be Nesim. Why they knew that in Eretz Yisrael there will not be Nesim? There's a lot of explanations in the Rishonim. Why? Some say that the whole Musa of Golim and Nesim was only till Chalukas Haaretz. After Chalukas Haaretz was Melech, the whole system was different. So B'meleh, they preferred to stay in Chutz La'aretz. They had a Negiah. Yeshua had the opposite Negiah. Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis. When you go in, he becomes the king. Elder the Meidet with Misnabe Ba'machne, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis. Okay, Yeshua has to want. Now the Teretz is, Yeshua was such an honor, he didn't want to become. We see when Eldad the Medad came and told Moshe, Yeshua, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis, he ran over to Moshe to kill them. He doesn't want that people will say Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis. So Yeshua also had an Negiah to stay in the Midbar, and Vilnish the Rebbe Vashtal. He doesn't want to hear Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis. Remeli said like this, when all of the Nesim will come back and say that it's not Kedai to go to Eretz Yisrael, Moshe was not nervous that people will listen to them. People will say, for sure, they have Negias. But when Yeshua will come and say, no one will hop. People will say, Yeshua could be the king if he goes in, and he doesn't want to go in. Obviously, it's dangerous to go there. Obviously, it's not Kedai to go there. He saw what happened before Moshe made Yeshua Machnis. Yeshua has the negiah also not to go in. The Melech, he said, Yeshua has to have a chizuk. And he explains more. Chatzke Levenstein said that when a person does Lashem Shamayim, it's the worstest thing in the world. When he's wrong. So you see Machlekes in Klal Yisrael, people do the terrible things. Val Ermeit L'Shem Shomayim. Ich Dav Zayin L'Shem Shomayim. I have to be the Av Beis Din. I have to be the Rosh Hashiva. I have to be. He kills the whole world. He's machriv everything. He behaves like an animal. You wonder what happened? He was such a nice person. Ermeit Mach L'Shem Shomayim. When Ermeit L'Shem Shomayim, that's the earth. So he said, all the Meraglim had a Negiah. Covet. Hopefully they will overdone covet. The Maaseh Eretz Yisrael, you have to go in. Hopefully they will manage. Yeshua Negiah was not to go to Eretz Yisrael because he wants Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw, having guys, when Hashem said to go to fight the Midian, no one was asking to listen to Hashem. They said, Moshe will die, Hashem will do it later. Moshe had to force them to go. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Two Shvatim said, we prefer not to go to Eretz Yisrael. Kisham Chelkes Mechoy Kekzoful. Rashi says, we want to stay with Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua had a Negiah, well, he was the Talmud of Moshe, to stay, not Kedai to go to Eretz Yisrael. And what happened? He stayed 40 more years with Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? He got 40 more years to live in the Rebbe. That Negiah, Moshe said, Ko Yeshia Chome Atzas Meragli. When the Negiah comes to Shem Shomayim, you have to have a bezundere tefillah, a bezundere koyach to be saved, not to be nichshol. Then the pasuk says, "Vayishlach Yisrael Moshe losur es haaretz Knan, vayalu vayosur es haaretz, vayalu banegev, vayavoyu ad Chevron, Chevron v'shom achima yisheisha v'talma yelidei anak, vayavoyu ad nachat eshkoil, vayikrusu mishom zmeiro v'eshkel anovim." ויסעו במויט בשניים ונרימיינים ויקרו למוקים ההוא נחל אשקל על אוידס האשקל אשר קולסו משום. So first time, זה גיבלתי כזך, פשט, ויובויו עד נחל אשקל ויקרסו משום זמוירו. So Rashi says, ויובויו עד נחל אשקל, שכל ביוסום אויסו, לפי שכל עצמם לא הוציא דיבו נסקב. רשי had a kasha, why Yeshua וקולב didn't carry the Eshkol? Rashi makes a cheshbon how much you have to carry. Yeshua וקולב didn't carry. Rashi says why? Because it was not for good purposes to bring back the fruits. Shekol atzmom lo hitzi dibo niskavlo. So where it's mechumes vayavoyu ad nachar eshkoil, and they took off the fruits. And Rashi says that they meant bad. You could have said the meraglim in the beginning. Rashi says ksheim oyu. We don't know when the switch was, right? Rashi says that they went vayishlach hanoshim kulam hanoshim. Everyone was tzaddik. Somewhere in the way the switch happens and they come back and they start to speak against Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, Kol kavanoso moiso lero. So I heard a givaldi kepshat. It says in Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, remember you went to Eretz Yisrael, they said that it's good and you didn't want to go. We started the parsha. There's a very interesting word you'll see in the parsha Shavua when you hear Leining tomorrow. It says 5 or 6 times, וישלח מוישה, שלח לכו אנושים ויוסורו אסו אורץ. Number one. וישלח מוישה לא סור אסו אורץ. Number two. ויעלו ויוסורו אסו אורץ. Number three. ויבואו נחל אשקוי. וישובו מטור אורץ. Every time it says tour, they call it a tour. American people, when they made it English, this they took from this word, the tour. Tour came from this parsha. I heard once, that's that guy said, yeah? To make it to go to tour. Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, remember he asked for Meraglim, right? Vayita Beinai, and I send you, Vayifnu Vayalu Oro, Vayovoyu Ad Nachad Eshkoil, Vayeraglu Oiso. They spied it. Vayeraglu Oiso. So the Mephoshim say, someone goes to tour. He's going to enjoy. Right? He wants to see the Niagara Falls, he wants to see the Alps. He's going to tour. What is a spy? A spy is not going to see the beauty. Punkt verkehrt. The spy is only going to see the bad, right? This is the heft of the meragel. To find the bad. He's not coming to say the big nice pictures. He's coming to find the weak parts. Moshe sent them to tour Eretz Yisrael. Go see what you say. Don't look for bad. If it's good, come back, say it's good. Come, tell us what is going on. And Moshe is telling, he says, ויבואו לנחל אשקול וירגלו אויסו. When you came to נחל אשקול, you became מרגלים. You became מרגלים. You didn't become tours. You became מרגלים. So this post, what Rashi says, כל עצמם לרוע נזכרנו, מוישה זמרה מסתם. ויבואו עד נחל אשקול וירגלו אויסו. What וירגלו אויסו? אויסו, yeah, they took the fruit. That's it, this is the post. Moshe says, "Vayovoyu lenachal Eshkol vayeraglu oiso." They were meraglet. Now it's very interesting. I want to tell you a givaldik vort. Maybe it's a little bit tiff, but I like this vort. Vayalu banegev vayovoyu at chevroi. So it doesn't say vayovoyu; it says vayovoy. Rashi says only one of them stretched to chevroi was kolev. Veshom in chevroi is achamai. Achimon, Sheishai v'talmai, Yelide Onok, giants. He went to David and Kivrei Ovis. And there was the giants. Why the Pasuk says it's the giants? Later the Meraglim say, yeah, we came to Eretz Yisrael and Ephes, Ki'am, Oz, we saw the giants. Yeah, they didn't have to go to Hebron. You saw the giants from all over, yeah? Only he came to Hebron. V'gam Yelide Anok ro'inu shom, we saw the giants. As a Rashi and Chayesoro. Vatomoso b'kiryas arba hi chevroin. What is Kiryas Arba hi chevroin? I know today it's a neighborhood in Hebron. Yeah. What is Kiryas Arba? It's a neighborhood. Why it's called Kiryas Arba? What? Rashi says it's two reasons. Four giants live there. Achai, Sheishai v'Talmai, and their fathers was also a giant. Dovor Acher, Arba Zugois Kvurim Shom. Odom v'Chavo, Avrom v'Soro, Yitzchok v'Rivko, Yaakov v'Leo. Stop. It's two groups of four. Four physical giants and four Ruchnisdike giants. Kiryas Arba is a place of giants. Four physical giants and four Ruchnisdike giants. Sam, interessant. Rashi says about the four, if I would be Rashi, I would say four giants. Achai, Sheshai, Talmai, and the father. And four giants. Avram, Yitzchok. Rashi says no. Four big physical giants and four giant couples. State that Ruchnias goes with a mishpacha together. It doesn't say four giants and their wives. About the four, who told Rashi to add the couples? And four tzaddikim are buried there. Zuger tzaddikim. Person has to take the hope, but this is a bezunder. Not for all the bochim, so I can't marry in it, but we'll be negat to everyone by Ezes Hashem. Call it. Zmane. Aber mit kol mekoyim, wo steht er? Es ist nicht stamm Rashi. Steht ze le'um azeh. Ze le'um azeh. Kol ev ran to Hebron to daven al kivrei ovois. And the Pasuk reminds us, and his four giants there. Why the Pasuk is saying there? What does Negev? Kol ev went to get the help from the four Ruchnisdike giants, to the four Gashmisdike giants. The Netziv explains in the Parsha, they come back and they complain, we can't fight, we'll not go. Efes ki azahom ayoshe ba'oretz, orim p'tzureis duduris ma'oid. Stop, if we're already learning Chumash, I'll read two psukim to make it easy for the Oyrim. Stop. ויבואו אל מוישה ואל אהרן וישיבו איסם דבור ויספרו ויאמרו בונו אל האורץ אשר שלחתו גם זוב הסחול ודבוש וזה פיריו אפס כי אז רום היושב בקירבו אור עם פצורו איסיילי נענוק המולק יושב בהר. So סתם, I'm saying the psukim, I cannot tell you, this is the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, they said it's very good. ויספרו בונו אל האורץ אשר שלחתנו ארץ זוב הסחול ודבוש וזה פיריו. אפס. Ramban learned the Pshat and Chumash Dvorim when we started the shiur today. Vayoshivu oisanu toivu oretz. Everyone said that it's good. The argument was later, Ephes. Ki azom. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Vayoshivu mi omar toivu, Yeshua v'kolev. And that was the whole discussion at the beginning of Chumash shiur today. But the Ramban learns, Vayisapr lonu bonu l'oretz asher sholachnu v'gam zov ascholav udvosh. V'zeh pirio. Everyone said that it's good. It was the argument of to fight. So this is what Moshe was telling them. They said that it's good. Rashi learns, yeah, but there's not a reason to listen. But I'm saying the pshat. How to learn pshat in Chumash Dvorim. And we're going back. So they didn't want to go. Vayahasko levisohom. Vayayimru. Oloi nale. Yorashnu oiso. Vayanoshim amru. Loi lale. Vayayitzibu dimaso oretz. Now they start to speak. It's a bad country. Eretz ocheles yeshveo. So the Ramban learns, first they said that it's good and it's dangerous. Kolev said it's not dangerous, and then they started to fashmutz the Oretz. It was two steps in the story of the Meraglim. You see them when you read the Parsha. Bonu l'Oretz toivu yefesom, we can't fight. Vayaskehu Kolev ayoymer oloi nale. Vayanoshim amru loy nucha la'alois. Vayoytziu dimas Oretz to say that it's bad. V'yeshua ben Kolev, Omar, Toivo Oretz Meoid Meoid. So this is the way the Ramban learns. The Ramban learns Tam Bepshat. They came back and said it's good, it's dangerous. Chavetz Chaim also learns like that. Kolev told them it's not dangerous. V'yitzivu Dibas Oretz. They said it's bad. And everyone is crying, and then Kolev gets up again and he says, Toivo Oretz Meoid Meoid. Im Chofetz Hashem. Don't be scared, kilachmeinu. So it was two steps. This is the way the Ramban learns a whole different pshat. But the Netziv explains, they said it's giants. Kol tells them, no, we'll kill them, kisol achmeinu. Also, Benzim Kolev said, they're right, it's giants. It's very scary, Hashem will help. So Benzim Kolev agreed. They came and said, it's impossible, these giants, step on you, there's nothing left. Kolev says, yeah, but Hashem will help. So Kolev really didn't answer. And when he answered them, Lachmeinu, they're a piece of bread. It's a piece of bread? So the Netziv says, this is Benzim Ashlomot, what I'm saying from the four giants. The Meraglim were tiny, and the Chofetz Chaim also goes by Archove, and it's good to see the Chofetz Chaim on the Teire. Chofetz Chaim explains, maybe I'll say 2 minutes, the Chofetz Chaim, then I'll go back to the Netziv. Chofetz Chaim says that every Yid has the Nisoyin of the Meraglim every day. Don't think the Meraglim are bad. He says, the Meraglim had a tiny. And then he says, and soon I'll explain to you why it's Megad to you also. We're going to Eretz Yisrael, as giants, there's no way to fight. What do you say? Hashem will help us? Hashem helps before, when we went out of Mitzrayim, but after Chet HaEgel, after Misoinanim, Hashem will help. Moshe Rabbeinu could kill Og Melech HaBoshen. Who killed Og Melech HaBoshen in the end? Not Chatzkel, not Shmuel, Moshe. Moshe managed to kill him. Tomorrow Moshe is not around. Who will help us? The giants will step on us. There will be nothing left. Chazal say in the Gemara in Brochus, Og Melech HaBoshen picked up one mountain that covered Gans Klal Yisrael, and he was about to put it like this, and it would be the end of Klal Yisrael. Mor Brochus in Perek HaRoye. Hashem made a nest, and ants came and ate the mountain in the middle, and it went on his head. And then he couldn't see, and Moshe Rabbeinu came with a stick and killed him. This is the Gemara. Mor Brochus. It's Pshuta Shil Gemara, not... So, the Meraglim said, Avad Eretz Yisrael, this was the original plan. We messed up. Look what is going on here. Cheta Midbo, Cheta Egel, Misoinanim, fire. We pips here, we pips here, we're losing. We'll come there, Shasa Sakone, Sot Mekatrig, there's no way to win. Kalev told them, there's four giants connected four giants. Ruchnius wins the Gashmius. This is Derech HaTeva. This is Derech HaTeva. Lachmeinu. So the Netziv explains, every person has to have it hard sometimes for parnasa, because this is the way Hashem made it. But Hashem gives everyone what to eat. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Kolev went there before to Kivrei Avos. We have four giants there. Hashem put our giants there before these four giants. In that place, we have four people that are protecting us. Zelum Azeh. And it's not miracle. It's b'derech hateva. It's b'derech hateva that we will win. Then the Meraglim carried on Zoyde Chofetz Chaim and this Vayoytzi as Diba Sa'aretz. Yeah, it's not worth it. The Ben Ish Chai would say every week, he would yell this parsha. He would say, they said, Eretz Echelis Yeshver. We saw Levias the whole time. It was Levias the whole time. So, it's two pshatim in Chazal. One pshat Chazal say was Levias the whole time, that they will not see them. If not, they'll just kill them. Another pshat Chazal say that Eoiv died, and they had a minig, when someone died, they would put everyone in a cave. And when Adam God would nifter, they would take out all of the Mesim, and everyone would walk together. This was the minig. So they saw thousands of dead people. So they were sure, Eretz Yisrael is Yeshver. Zog de Ben Ish Chai, listen. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to save you? And you take what Hashem made to save you, and you're saying, oh, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eretz Echeles Yeshver. So the person will come to the Shemaim, and they will say, it was so hard for me. Hashem was so, didn't do nice to me. I didn't see good things happening to me. And Hashem will say, these things are the ones that I did to save you. Now we don't see it. They came back, terrible country. This is exactly what I did to save you. And this was the Meraglim standing here and fighting the Ribbono Shel Olam. Fighting the Ribbono Shel Olam. Fighting. Eretz Echeles Yeshver. It's a bad country. So the Chafetz Chaim al HaTeira says every person is the same thing. Everyone knows. You'll ask someone, if you learn Teira, Avad, the best is Ach. If you learn Teira, you become the God of Lador, Avad, Nu. You have to learn day and night. Meret nicht auf mir. Meret nicht auf mir. Not negat to me. No chance. That's exactly what the Meragim happened to them. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it's not for us. Hashem says, if you will learn, you will have parnos. Avad, it means someone that will learn day and night. It doesn't mean me. If I will not learn, I will stay nebach. Exactly, you're exactly the Meraglim. There's no chance to go into Eretz Yisrael. Everyone here, you believe that if you learn Yom V'Layla, Hashem will take care of you, for sure. Yeah, but I, Lemaisa, will not learn Yom V'Layla. So maybe I will stay poor, so I have to start to work. But there's not one person that doesn't think like that. Yes, one person, you think that if you learn Yom V'Layla, you'll be Rebbe Yashim, Hashem will not take care of you, and Vada Hashem will take care of you. There's no chance of it to be Rebbe Yashim. Hashem said, went into Eretz Yisrael. I bet Hashem could help, but we're not holding the Madregis, so the people will kill us. Kol echod ve'echod Chofetz Chaim says meragelu. And what is the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every person a nisoyon that he could pass. There's not one person that cannot pass the nisoyon. Not one person that cannot pass the nisoyon. I said the moshul so much times. I'll say it again because this is the moshul for this Chofetz Chaim. For this Chofetz Chaim. The bus marshal. There was two bus drivers. One's number was 15, one was number 17. 15, his route was, he took 10 old men. The route was to the old agent house. Every day he was stopping the bus, a guy would go to cave, another guy. Number 17 was downtown. Every morning the guy with the 15 bus, he looks, he says the 17th bus, full with people out the windows, people are popping in, people are trying, shuffling, pushing to get in, people are hanging outside, like, you know, in India. Mama trying to get on the bus, you know, Mama, his bus, nobody's there. Every morning, his eyes are popping out. He has 10 people, good day 12, Shvacha day 7. That was a guy, hundreds of people. He's going out of his mind. You know how much money the guy makes in the company every day? You know, kids are like years, he's going out of his mind. One day he wakes up, he tells the Rebbetzin, I have a solution. Today I'm 17. He takes his bus, changes the number, and he starts to do the 17 row. The bus gets full, people are pushing, he's screaming, they're pushing, they're trying to get up, going down, coming from the back. It's more matzah, people are jumping on the bus. The bus is full. And he does it quick, he managed to do it three times. The end of the day, he has a bag, he made a couple $1,000s, he runs to the head of the company, look what I did today. The guy told him, what, the whole old agent called, okay, today, what happened? He says, no, I became 17. He sees the head of the company gets white. He says, you know what you did to us? You know, when the government gives out the roots, so it's roots, profit roots, and it's roots that are not profit. So it's like, they give it like a package deal, yeah? You can get five good ones and you have to take care. The government has to take care of the old people also. You want 10 profit ones, you have to get one not profit one. But they make with you a contract that if you miss a route, you pay a fine $100,000 a day. Because if not, you'll never put the buses there. So first, we have to pay $100,000 fine for what you didn't do this route today. Number two, you know how much law cases Sulot will have from these old people that didn't come to the hospital and died because the old agent that died and are choking, and you know what goes on there? Every one of them has lawyers. He says, you don't understand. You think it makes a difference to me if you're 17 or you're 15? I make money from 15 and I have to supply 17 because like this I make my money. So what we do, the young drivers, we give them to 17, they fight with the young guys, they fight with the guys that sneak from the back and sneak from the top, and they're screaming and pushing. A guy gets older, we give him the 15, relax, just do your job, get your money, you deserve it, you're a good job in our company before we move to this area. So we're nice to you, everyone gets the same paycheck at the end of the day. Everyone has a route that he could pass. You can't learn the whole day. What you could learn if you do it, you come up to the Shemaim, Nefesh Noki Betzadik. Everything is done. You're the best. Everyone has Meraglim inside it. No, I can't. 17. My eyes is popping. 17. This guy is Shas. This guy is a Macher. This guy has this. This guy has that. And I want to tell you, you're young. Don't think it changes. You know, when I was in your age, I said, yeah, when I'm a bacher, I'm jealous of all the other bacher. when I moved to a new yeshiva. I didn't know when I said, okay, a new yeshiva will not bother me. Same thing. I got married, I went to a kollel, will not bother me. Same thing. It never stops. You have kids, you want. You look at someone else's kids, you have a yeshiva, you look at someone else's yeshiva, it doesn't stop. It never stops. Don't think for a second, you know, some people think soon it will stop. It's not going to stop till you go to the last, you know, last stop, I don't know how you call it, yeah? Pesachayim, where the bus stops, yeah? If you decide to learn, I'm doing my job and I will manage, you will get there. You will get there. But if you don't decide that, first you will suffer all of your life because you're looking 17. And not only that, you will not do you fulfill. This is what the Chafetz Chaim says. Every person is meraglim. And when the Yitzhahor doesn't manage to finish that, the Chofetz Chaim is mamshich, you see inside, is vayoytzi es divas ha'aretz. He starts to tell you, yeah, but Olam Haba, you're right, chaparayin, eat a little bit, do it soon. And if a person decides, I'm doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, I'm not stopping. So, Mele, the Chayagamne, Kodesh Boch gives the Siyata Deshmaya to me.